Let me begin by saying today is our Lord's Day. We know that. And I'm so thankful you're here. Today is also Mother's Day. And we certainly want to honor our mothers, and we will attempt to do that today as well. But also something we've planned for quite some time is to honor someone else today. And that man is named Gerald King. So Brother Gerald, Brother Mike is going to give you a ride up front here. I'm going to ask all the elders, if they would, to come on up, please, and surround this great man. Brother Gerald has not been able to be with us for the last several weeks, and we're all aware of that. But we wanted to make sure that today we gave honor where honor is due. Brother Gerald King has been a deacon here from the Fairview to Azalea City days since we've been before we were here at Azalea City. He literally was, we were blessed that he was retired at that time, and he was up here every day watching every piece of dirt be moved, watching every piece of pipe be laid in our plumbing, watching every brick be laid here on this building. Brother Gerald King is a man that we all look up to. I love him with all my heart. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13, "And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake." We have a plaque, coincidentally not in my possession, but we do have a plaque that we will present to him that have these words. Brother Gerald King, we want to honor and thank you for your long tenure in serving our church family as the deacon over our buildings and grounds. Your dedication and work ethic and desire to serve is the model that all should pattern their lives after. You are a champion. You are a hero. You are one of the greatest servants the church has ever known. We love you and are indebted to you for your past and your continued service to our forever family. Love, the Azalea City Church of Christ. Before we honor him, and again, this is total biblical principle, I want to say to you, Brother Gerald, that as a minister of this church family, when I was trying out as a youth minister, he stood up in that meeting and he said some words that said, if I had a Terry Cagle in my life, I'd have turned out better than I was. Well, from that point forward, Brother Gerald King and I have been best of friends. And I want you to know that I am able to be the Terry Cagle I am today because I have Gerald King in my life. I love you. We all love you. And let's honor this man right now. May we all strive to serve the Lord like you continue to strive to do. Thank you, Brother Gerald. And I'll get you that plaque. While we're honoring, can we do that for our mamas? My changing slides, not meaning to. Sorry about that. Whew. It's an emotional day, man. I love my mama, and I'm thankful I worship with her. And I love all the other mamas who are here today too. And I love Gerald King. A lot of love in this room today, friends. And I'm excited to be here. I've got some more good news to share with you though. And I had to make a confession to my buddy. Last week, this young man was placing his membership with us. And it just slipped my memory when I got up here. And I told him I'm sorry. But I wanted to make a big deal of it today. Visiting with us now for quite some time is Edgar Hearn, better known as E.G. I've known E.G. Through camp and other such facets for a while, but he's been with us now, and you probably just said, hey, he's probably already a member here, but he's officially letting you know he is going to be on our roll here at Azalea City. He wants to serve here and continue to work. E.G. is up in the balcony, so I'm going to get E.G. to stand up, if you will. Welcome to Azalea City Church of Christ. We're thankful that you're officially a member. Get to know him. He is a great man and a great servant of our Lord. So, 1 week later, but we got it done, brother. How can we honor mamas? How can we do what God tells us to do? Remember, it was a command, honor your father and your mother. Well, there's been a lot of Mother's Day sermons given over the years. And, you know, I'm like a lot of preachers. You try to say, how can we do that? And how can we make it practical for all or whatever? But what kept coming to me as I was trying to think about this is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the example for everything we do. And I am so thankful we have the example of Jesus loving His mother. Jesus, even on the cross, made sure His mother was taken care of. And that is so powerful today. So today, as we wish every mother here a happy Mother's Day, I want to challenge us to love Mama like Jesus loved Mama. Jesus and the cross is the most significant event to ever occur in existence. The cross and Jesus taught us many lessons. Jesus, by being on the cross, taught us that sacrifice is critical to life. Paul also challenges us to be living sacrifices. By Jesus dying on the cross, it fulfilled the Father's will. And that's really important. Because that was Jesus' mission, to fulfill the will of His Father by seeking and saving the lost. The cross taught us that we can overcome the devil. Hallelujah, right? We can overcome the devil by Jesus going to the cross and coming up out of the grave. The cross taught us that we're special. There's a lot of people in here that might not feel special today. You might not feel special because of some event that's happened. You might not feel special because of some rejection. You might not feel special because of low self-value or low self-worth. But let me tell you right now, you are worth so much to Jesus that He went to the cross for you and for me. The cross, in one word, is love. But the cross also taught us to remember our mothers. John, as Gabriel read to us just a moment ago, 19, I'm going to go one more verse with you, verse 25 through 27. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother and His mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciple whom He loved standing by, He said to His mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then He said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Jesus, before He died, made sure His mother was going to be taken care of. Now, where is Joseph in this? I'm not sure. We do not have that information. But he doesn't appear to be present. Mary appears to be a widow or appears to be alone. So Jesus, in the agony of the cross, Now I want you to think about that. Levy, thank you for sharing the words that you did and the joy that is, Jesus said, the joy that is set before Him. Okay? He endured the cross. He despised the shame, and we should be full of joy. But let's not kid ourselves, He was in agony, right? He was hurting physically. He was hurting emotionally. And when He had to be separated from His Father, He was hurting spiritually. But He looked down at His mother, who must have been a basket case, if you will. And He made sure she was taken care of. Folks, there's a lot of lesson in that. There's a lot of lesson to you and to me today. He remembered His mother. Now, can you imagine in the hours that Christ was on the cross and He thought about His mother? He must have remembered the good times, right? The times that they played together. The times that they laughed together. The sweet moments in life. The tender touch of a mom. His mom. There were times when He'd fall down and He'd get hurt, and His mom, just like our moms, would touch Him and love on Him. Oh yes, Christ loved His mother, and He honored His mother, and He made her proud. Today, as we remember our mothers, we need to remember that it is also our duty to love them, to honor them, and to shower them with the same type of love. Well, how can we do that? How can we love our mother as Christ loved His mother? Well, I believe there are several ways, and I'm going to talk to you about a few of those this morning. First of all, we need to love our mothers verbally. Christ loved His mother verbally. We have proof of that right here, when He made sure she was taken care of. We too need to look at our mothers and let them know how much we love them. I believe with everything I have, Jesus would have told His mother on a regular basis, I love you. Some say that the phrase, I love you, is an overused phrase. Have you heard that? The word love is overused. Well, let me tell you, it is overused in high school relationships. Okay? When you've been dating for about 38 seconds, you don't love them just yet. But it's not overused when it comes to the bond between a child and its mother. Mamas need to know we love them. Wives need to know they're loved. But husbands need to know they're loved. Children need to know they're loved. Brothers and sisters need to know that they're loved. Let's never be too macho, men, to say, I love you. To our wives, to our children, to our mothers. I'm going to tell you, my children are going to eventually crawl under a pew when I'm preaching. Michelle may today, but we all, before we leave the house, try to show some expression of gratitude and love to one another. Bo and I, that might just be a fist bump or a hug. Gone are the days when I would pick him up and kiss all over him. That doesn't happen anymore. Okay? But he knows I love him. Madeline, I can still get away with some of that. But when I turn to hug and kiss my wife, they're like, oh, really? You know? But I think it's important that they know that, men. I think it's important they know that we love their mother. But I also think it's important to know they know that I love my mother. That I love my mother-in-law. They need to understand that importance. They need to hear it. We all need to hear it. John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you what? Love one another. How? As I have loved you. Jesus Christ said those words. Some of the sweetest words a mother can hear from their children are, I love you. You know, I really am blessed with a wife and a mother and a mother-in-law who do not desire gifts. And I'm sure you're all that way. They do not expect gifts. In fact, my mother told me, just come eat with us. I don't need a gift. And you know, what they're telling you is this. What I need from you is to know you love me. I need to know that you're there for me. And you know what? I want to make a commitment to them that I will be there for them because, folks, they've been there for me like no one else has. Some of the sweetest words we can say to our mothers today are, I love you. Some of the sweetest words we can say to others that we love today, to the God we serve today, are, I love you. I do not want anyone to leave here without hearing those words. So let me say it to everyone in here, whether you're visiting or you're members, you know my heart. I love you. But most of all, God loves you. And all He desires today is to be loved back. So one way we can honor our mothers like Jesus honored His mother is to tell them how much we love them. Secondly, we need to love them physically. While Jesus was giving His life on the cross, do you know whose heart was breaking? Mary's. Mary's heart was breaking. What do you think while she looked up and saw her son being treated the way he was being treated? There are probably a lot of things that flowed through her mind, but one of them, I almost guarantee you, is I wish we could have one more hug. Could you imagine? Could you imagine what one more hug would have been able to do for Mary that day? But she couldn't hug her son because he was nailed to a tree. But touch is so important. One more hug. One more kiss. One more hold of the hand. Agonizing it had to be that Mary and her son were unable to have that one more feeling of touch, that one more feeling of love. Think about what a mother's love and touch can do and has done for us. Where do we begin? We begin in our mother's womb. Guess what we're doing? We're wrapped up in there. We have expectant moms in here today. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about because you've been there. You're sometimes pushing on those ribs. Why? Because there's knees in there. There are feet in there. Sometimes you're uncomfortable because maybe they're running out of room. But guess where they are? They're wrapped up in that mother's womb. God's design is a beautiful design. And the first thing He does is wrap us in our mother's womb. And then guess what? We're born. And guess what the mother does? They wrap them up tight. I remember when we were in Providence Hospital and Bo was born. I was a little more prepared for Madeline. But when Bo was born, she would come in there and wrap him up and he looked like he couldn't even breathe. I'm like, why? He can't breathe. She said, no, they love that. Why? Because it signifies that wrapped up touch that the mother gives. But what about when you were having a bad day and mom just kind of stroked your head? Or maybe your feet were hurting because you're growing. Or you've been on them and mom just kind of rubbed your feet. Maybe you were scared and mom allowed you to hold her hand or she held your finger. How about when mom would just lean down and give us a kiss? Give us those bear hugs. Changed our diapers. Moms are constantly touching their children. You know, Justin was, it was really funny what he read to us and really touching. But when Mama Bear comes out after someone who got Baby Bear, it's worse than any nightmare you could imagine, as he read to us. Mamas love their children, but they love touching them. Why? Because touch is so important. That's why Jesus touched the leper. That man had not been touched, but Jesus healed him by touching him. Touch is so critical. It's vital. We need touch. We need to know the reason Mama touched us so much and held us so much is because of the love that God instilled in them. That same love you know Mary and Jesus long for with one another. Hugs, kisses, they mean more than flowers and gifts, folks. They do. If you haven't hugged and kissed your mom in a while, go do it today and watch her eyes light up. You see, that physical touch is so critical. That's the way God designed us. When babies are born premature, and I certainly remember going down with Brandy and Jeff when her babies were born, and you know, she would be sitting there and she couldn't hold them, but they allowed her to reach in and touch. And there's been others of you, George, I know they had that. Some others have had that situation. Why do doctors do that? Because they know even though you can't hold them yet, that touch is so critical. How can we love God that way? How can we physically love God? Well, we physically have His Word. We can open it. We can touch it. We can read it. We can physically get on our knees and we can pray to God and ask God to help us be better lovers of one another. We can have an active, we can take our feet, we can take our hands, and we can get active and we can have that type of relationship with God. Jesus touched so many, didn't He? He touched them by putting it on their eyes or touching them or some other way, raising them from the... He touched people. Today, I hope He touches you. Jesus loved His mama. And I know He longed to be able to hold her one more time. Today, may we all embrace our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thirdly, this morning though, we can love mom patiently. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, we have the words, love is patient, love is kind. In John chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, if you want to turn there quickly, let's read it together. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and His disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to Him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with Me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever He says to you, do it." Jesus was patient with His mother. Here is the very first public miracle Jesus ever did. This is when His ministry became public. And He wasn't ready to do it. Just to kind of give you an illustration of what's going on, if you were in charge of the wedding feast, which Mary was, they didn't have the movies, they didn't have bowling, they didn't have whatever fun you can do today. They had weddings. That was entertainment. And so the whole city, the whole town, Cana of Galilee, would come together and they would celebrate this couple getting married, and they'd have this wedding feast where they'd all celebrate. Well, Mary was in charge of the refreshments, and they ran out of refreshments. So she's now going to be the laughingstock of Galilee. But she turns to the one who she knows can fix it, and that's Jesus Christ, her Son. And she says, "Jesus, I need Your help." And Jesus right then has to think, when I do this, in 3 years, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to die the cruelest death known to man. I'm not ready to begin this ministry. I'm not ready to start this ministry. I'm not ready for this to actively happen. But guess what? I love my mother. And he showed such patience. And he did it anyhow. He helped his mother. He bailed her out. He was patient in a time of distress. There were times, however, he probably remembered how patient his mother had been with him. Those sleepless nights, those hunger pains, the sicknesses, the fits. I know we think, well, Jesus wouldn't have thrown fits, but he was a child, okay? Were there heartbreaks? You know there were. What was Mary doing? Being patient with her son. What was Jesus doing? Returning the favor. Mothers show patient love. We need to love patiently. Peter had to learn this. Paul had to learn this. Sometimes we have to learn it as well. A fourth way we can love our mothers today, the way Jesus did, is to love them attentively. Just to kind of reemphasize some things we talked about early, there were seven sayings of Jesus on the cross. Seven things recorded that Jesus said. Each one of them has significance. Each one of them has special meaning. And I believe that it's important to know and listen to all of them. But the one that I really want to emphasize is the one when he said, John, take care of my mama. You see, I'd imagine no one listened more attentively to this than Mary. Mary had to tune in more than anyone that day. She was listening to every word her son would utter. Mothers tend to do that, don't they? How many times have we as fathers said, son, you can come talk to me. Daughter, you can come talk to me. But they don't come talk to us. You notice that? They go and talk to mama. Oh yes, there's occasions when that happens. But why do they go to mama? Because mama will stop what she's doing. She will get on their level. She will look them in the eye and she will listen. The best counselors in the world are mamas. Counselors listen and give advice. Mothers listen and give advice. They listen to us as we pour out our hearts. You see, we live in a fast-paced, attention deficit disorder kind of world, don't we? We've got cell phones. We've got text messages. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. We've got the whole gambit of social media. We've got a lot of things that get our attention and cause us distraction. We better have enough attention for mama. How would we feel if we poured our hearts out to God and God said, oh, were you talking to me? You see, God gives us His undivided. We need to give Him our undivided. We need to attentively tune in. When mama calls, we need to listen. We need to tune in and talk just like she's done for us, but we also need to do that for our God. There are people crying out all around us. Are we listening? Are we tuning in? Do we love them enough to give them our attention? Finally, this morning, there are a lot of ways we can learn to love mom, but a final way I believe Jesus loved his mom from the cross was he loved her gratefully. An elementary science class, if you will, had been studying magnets. They were learning how metal objects are used to attract one another. At the end of the semester, the teacher put on an exam this question. Six letters. Starts with M. Picks up things. What am I? Now you think the answer is going to be magnet, which it probably was. Over half the class wrote mother. Starts with an M, picks up things. Who does that? Our mothers. Mama needs a sincere thank you. Not just for today, but from a genuinely thankful heart, and when she least expects it. In 2 Timothy 1, verses 3 through 6, Paul wrote, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing. I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of all your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Timothy's grandmother and mother taught him Jesus Christ. They taught him how to grow his faith. They taught him how to stay faithful. And they taught him about love. I am sure Timothy was very grateful. I certainly know the Apostle Paul was. He wrote about it as he was writing to Timothy. Jesus looked down from the cross and he saw his mother. His love for her was a grateful kind of love. Thank you, mother, for picking up after me. Thank you, mother, for holding my hand. Thank you, mother, for drying my tears. Thank you, mother, for making my hurt go away. I could say all those things about my mother, and then I could also say thank you to my mother for the genuine faith that you instilled in my brothers and me. How are we going to love our mothers? Love them verbally. Love them physically. Love them patiently. Love them attentively. And love them gratefully. As we get ready to close, I want you to think about how mama loves their children. But I also want you to think about how God also loves His children. God is love. He loves us. And He told us that in His Word. He loves us. And He showed us that by giving His Son. He loves us and He shows it by being incredibly patient with us when we have messed up time and time again. God loves you. And He's willing to give His undivided attention. And God loves you. And He's grateful that you love Him back. Today, as we give those things to our mother, may we also give them to our Heavenly Father. Do we love Him? Have we surrendered to Him? Have we been the example for our mothers? Mothers, have we been the example for our children? Today it comes down to a point right now when we need to decide. Are we going to follow Jesus? Are we going to be the example we need to be? Today, if you have a need, won't you come right now together? We stand and sing.